Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 90. Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Shen Qiao wasn't someone who was good at telling lies, so he hesitated between the answers yes and no. In the end, he simply shook his head.
Yan Wushi said, Shen Daozhang,
there is a matter that puzzles this venerable one. Please enlighten me.
Please speak. Shen Qiao had never before heard him speak in such an earnest and solemn manner, and for a moment was almost taken in by it.
Yan Wushi,
the Buddhist monks have a rule about not bearing false witness.
Bu da kuang yu.
I wonder if the Taoist priests have a similar teaching.
Shen Qiao did not understand the intent of the question, hence he considered the matter seriously.
The restrictions in Taoism are less severe than that of Buddhism. Regardless of whether it is Confucianism, Buddhism, Taoism, or even the common people, it should be an aspect of a virtuous person not to speak falsehoods.
Yan Wushi wondered aloud.
Then why did you shake your head and deny the fact that you were clearly worried about this venerable one? Does this not violate your principles?
Shen Daozhang, it seems that you've picked up a few crafty and cunning habits after spending time in the secular world. If this goes on, I fear you will soon become an expert at cheating and deceiving others.
He was making fun of Shen Qiao. Seeing that the other person remained tight-lipped, he knew that his teasing had successfully made Shen Qiao act like a cat with its fur puffed up. Only then was he satisfied enough to discuss more serious matters.
In the Zhou Dynasty, Yu Wenxian was the only candidate worthy of inheriting Yu Wenyong's mantle. If he had become the emperor, the Zhou Dynasty could have flourished for another 20 years. Unfortunately, Yu Wenyong was too short-sighted and unable to see Mao Tai due to a leaf blocking his eyes.
Yi Zhang Mu.
He refused to listen to reason and insisted on passing the throne to his son, resulting in the current situation.
Shen Qiao replied, a father passes it to his son, and his son then passes it to the grandson. Anyone with descendants will inevitably fall into the cycle. As recorded in history, emperors with sons would never pass the throne to a brother, no matter how virtuous or talented the brother.
Yan Wushi sneered.
I had thought that Yu Wenyong would be the exception to this rule, but today I can see that I had overestimated him. His unwillingness to pass the throne to Yu Wenxian and Yu Wenxian's reluctance to rebel and usurp the throne naturally culminated in the present situation. It's just that the Yu Wen clan's lineage will end its footsteps here with the death of Yu Wenyun. The Zhou Dynasty has inevitably passed its zenith and will decline.
Shen Qiao nodded. Since this is the case, you must have already anticipated the current situation and made preparations in advance. No wonder the estate near the capital was already deserted by the time I'd arrived there. He didn't mind that Yan Wushi had hidden things from him. On the contrary, he was grateful that there weren't more casualties. Yan Wushi continued,
it was because Bian Yin Mei acted on my orders and retreated early. As a result, what was left for Yu Wenyun and Xue Ting were just a few industries and businesses that we had abandoned. Nothing worthy of mention. You were able to safely leave the capital without encountering any trouble along the way because he had also liaised with his old contacts within the imperial court, who then provided assistance in secret. Yu Wenyun was determined to wipe out Yu Wenxian's entire family, and Yu Wensong was a fish that had escaped the nets. Therefore, Shen Qiao and Yu Wensong's departure from the capital had been extremely dangerous. The greater the distance that they crossed from Chang'an, the safer their journey became. The further they traveled, the more Yu Wenyun knew that the fish had already escaped into the Great Sea, and it would be very difficult to chase them down. Shen Qiao was not dull-witted. After muttering to himself for a while, he heard the off-string sounds outside of what was being played and understood the implications of Yan Wushi's words.
So you do not favor the Yuan family. Have you already found a new candidate to become the next emperor?
Yan Wushi laughed at this.
Why didn't you guess that this venerable one would take the position for himself?
Shen Qiao shook his head. You wouldn't. His words were said with such a decisive tone that even Yan Wuxi couldn't help but feel extremely interested. He inquired, why not? Within his own heart, Shen Qiao said to himself, you are both mercurial and arrogant to extreme. If you had truly wanted to become emperor, you would have already merged the forces of the three demonic sects to infiltrate the Zhou dynasty and then taken the opportunity to usurp the emperor's authority. Why then would you continue playing to the extent of exhausting yourself? In the end, you were ultimately besieged by Xue Ting and the others. It was obvious you were simply acting in accordance to your own whims. Even the imperial throne holds no importance in your eyes. However, if these words were spoken aloud, he felt that the other person would only ridicule him. And Shen Qiao casually replied, you tell me, Yan Wuxi. It wasn't every day that he could stun the other person and render them speechless. As such, Shen Qiao felt extremely pleased, his face tinged with laughter. The smile on his face went completely silent. When Yan Wuxi looked into his eyes, the smile at the corner of his lips slowly disappeared. This person is too soft-hearted, choosing to always remember kindness and forget cruelty. If the person who had found him at Ban Bu Feng then was not Yan Wuxi, but Sang Jingxing, Duan Wenyang, or their ilk, what would have happened to him? It was then the idea crossed his mind. Yan Wuxi did not believe that human nature was good and kind. With the intention of playing around with a person's heart, he constantly tried to test the other person, pushing them past their limits, if only for the purpose of digging out the darkest parts of Shen Qiao's inner self. But even after Shen Qiao's martial arts skills had been destroyed and he had been pushed into several dangerous situations, the other party remained unwavering from the beginning until the end. It was as if, no matter how many trials and tribulations Shen Qiao was faced with, none of them would be able to truly crush him down. No, there were some changes. At least he had become more adept at reading situations and people, knowing when to advance and when to retreat. In other words, for Shen Qiao, the past difficulties and trials were merely a whetstone that sharpened the knife and allowed it to slowly expose the jade that was originally hidden under the layers of stone. The beautiful jade inside bloomed to its full radiance, becoming more brilliant and dazzling than ever. This piece of beautiful jade was actually Shen Qiao's Daoxin. Even after being tempered 1,000 times, his Daoxin never faltered. Shen Qiao saw that the other man had stopped walking. He looked at him with a contemplative expression and couldn't help but ask, what?
It's nothing, Yan Wuxi said. I just finally understood something.
Shen Qiao, Yan Wuxi smiled and said nothing. He had previously detested the influence of Xie Ling and felt that Xie Ling's intentions were not his own true intentions. He tried to suppress the strange feelings in him countless times, believing that once he had fixed the flaw in his Mosin, those feelings would also dissipate accordingly. However, he did not expect that these same feelings would be revived by the other person's smile. He was unwilling to admit that while he had never valued anyone in this world, the day would eventually come when someone's name would be engraved into his heart. The human heart is full of sins and betrayal. Humans would repay kindness with evil deeds, and some would even abandon their spouses. They were willing to do anything for wealth and power. Yan Wuxi had seen it happen numerous times, but he does not take it to heart, for he himself is also selfish and callous. There is nothing under heaven that he particularly liked or disliked. In his eyes, there is no dividing line between what can or cannot be done. However, Yan Wuxi had to admit that there was only one Shen Qiao, and he couldn't change him. Although the world is vast, there is only one Shen Qiao, Yan Wuxi said.
This venerable one suddenly thought of an interesting story. Would you like to hear it?
No. Yan Wuxi turned a deaf ear and said to himself,
there was once a man who found a stone in a pile of gold and silver treasures.
The corners of Shen Qiao's mouth twitched.
Didn't he just say he didn't want to listen? But he found it difficult to believe that this was just an ordinary stone. Since it was stacked in a treasure trove full of gold and silver, it must be a treasure itself. So he brought it around with him wherever he went. He had many people examine and polish it, but everyone, without exception, told him that it was just an ordinary stone with nothing exceptional about it. Guess what happened in the end?
Shen Qiao's face showed a confused and baffled expression. In the end, he finally believed that this was indeed a worthless stone. But in this person's eyes, compared to an entire house filled with treasures, even if it was just a stone, it was a stone that was one in a million.
Shen Qiao, why did this story sound so strange? Indeed, it was highly unusual to hear a normal story from a not-so-normal person.
Shen Qiao couldn't resist saying, all the money in the world cannot buy happiness. Some people are not interested in hoarding treasures and are only interested in things that others may consider worthless. In my opinion, from the start this person had already liked the stone more than the other treasures. It is just that he was limited by inherent prejudice and was unwilling to admit it.
千金难买心头好.
Yan Wuxi laughed. Yes, you're right. All the money in the world cannot buy happiness.
The last sentence was profound, carrying a rich underlying meaning. Although, why did Yan Zongzhu suddenly decide to tell this particular story? What does it have to do with the Yuan clan?
There is no relation at all. This venerable one was simply feeling idle and wanted to amuse you a little.
Shen Qiao.
He suddenly felt regret. He should have just let the other person chatter on by himself. Why did he show kindness and respond?
The time that had passed during their conversation was sufficient for the two of them to walk from the Huang residence back to the inn. Since it was already midnight, the inn's doors were naturally closed. Shen Xiao then entered the inn through the original window that he had left from. Upon seeing that Yu Wensong was still sleeping peacefully, he felt a wave of relief. Yan Wuxi followed behind him and looked at Yu Wensong on the bed, making a soft sound of surprise.
I have not seen this boy before. From a simple glance, I can already tell that he possesses an impressive aptitude for martial arts.
Given that Yan Wuxi's standards were extremely high, the comment of impressive aptitude alone could be considered to be an incredible compliment. Shen Qiao laughed. Yes, he is a good seedling. If he can properly focus on martial arts, his level of achievements in the future would definitely not be low. Yan Wuxi tapped Yu Wensong's sleeping acupoint, causing the other to fall into an even deeper slumber, so as not to be disturbed by their conversation.
It's enough that you know about Yun Fuyi's collusion with the Huang family. You don't need to bother yourself with it any further.
Shen Xiao frowned. The Huang family has also been communicating with the Tujie, which means that Liu Hebang must also be in contact with the Tujie. Since Dou Yanshan had previously joined forces with Duan Wenyang in order to go up against you, is it possible that they have had dealings with one another for some time as well?
These matters are not one and the same. Liu Hebang gathers most of the world's travel intelligence via naval escorts, and there are many waterways in the south. This is why the Liu Hebang has close ties with the Chen Dynasty. Aside from working together to deal with matters of shared interest, Dou Yanshan is unlikely to cooperate with the Tujie again.
Shen Xiao understood. You mean to say that Yun Fuyi and Dou Yanshan are at odds with one another?
Yan Wuxi made a sound of agreement. Back then at Chu Yun Si, Yun Fuyi had lost one of the Zhu Yang Ce Chan Juan to me. Dou Yanshan has been dissatisfied with her since. Yun Fuyi noticed it and was not pleased with his attempts to undermine her authority. But they did not display any of their altercations in public. After all, Yun Fuyi is still merely his second command. Not many people would be willing to leave with her, so naturally she would need to enlist outside help.
So that is why she approached the Huang family, to have them assist her in wresting power from Dou Yanshan. She would also have to go through the Huang family to pledge allegiance to Tujie to gain further advantages.
Correct. I too have a grudge against Dou Yanshan, so I'm simply sitting on the mountain to watch as the tigers battle.
坐山观虎斗.
I'll let Yun Fuyi get what she wants, since she wants to become the leader. Even if the Tujie people are aiding her from the shadows, she would still need to get rid of the members who are loyal to Dou Yanshan. Once she has taken the position of leader, the Liu Hebang will inevitably undergo a period of disconnect between the green and yellow, with a lack of successors able to take on the work. When that happens, I will make my move, since I can safely assume by then many people will be wanting to swarm in to divide the power of Liu He Bang the way one would split a melon. I would be able to collapse the earth and shatter the tiles, not needing a single soldier. Isn't this perfect?
Shen Qiao replied, however, the Tu Jue can choose to get rid of Yun Fu Yi once they have achieved their goals, taking over the wealth that the Liu He Bang has accumulated over the years for their own use.
Yes, when that time comes, it will depend on their respective abilities and decisions.
Shen Qiao asked somewhat helplessly, since Guangling San is also aware that you did not lose your memories, why did you act out that play in front of him today?
Yan Wuxi took his sweet time as he replied slowly.
Firstly, this venerable one does not want to let Guangling San know that our relationship is too close. This is for your own safety, so you should be thanking this venerable one.
Shen Qiao wondered to himself, what close relationship do we have to speak of? But he continued to play along and said, many thanks to Yan Zongzhu for his care and love. The second reason is...
Yan Wuxi, the second reason was naturally to see your stunned expression of disbelief and how you look driven to distraction as if you had lost your soul. Isn't it quite entertaining?
失魂落魄.
Shen Qiao,